We're back. You're listening to Left Out on WRCT 88.3 FM. We're talking about the election, of course, and the failures of the Bush administration today. And you're welcome to call us and join in. The telephone number to call us excuse me, is 412-621-9728, or you can send electronic mail to bob@leftout.info. Earlier we're listening to some tracks from a speech given a week ago by Al Gore at Georgetown University, which provides a very compelling critique of the Bush administration, in particular its relation to reality and really complete disregard for reality in pursuit of its ideological aims. And one of the topics that came up when we were talking about this is that I assert, as do many other commentators, that the true policies of the Bush administration are at variance with both liberals and conservatives. In other words, with a few minor exceptions, which we all know who they are, no one supports these policies. I mean, as we heard earlier in Al Gore's speech, I mean, if you're a conservative, you can't possibly support the Bush administration on the grounds of conservative principles.
Right. I mean, nation-building, deficit spending.
Deny every fundamental conservative principle so that even people like William F. Buckley are coming out against, Henry Kissinger coming out against these guys because of their policies, their reckless disregard for the truth, and their ineptitude, their historic incompetence. So that's amazing. And of course, no one who's liberal or even slightly liberal, even anywhere further to the left from these kooks, is in favor of the Bush administration policy. So who is favoring them? Well, we know who their true base is, as we saw in Fahrenheit 9/11, the super elite. That would be Bush's base.
Right.
The stupendously wealthy, the corporate interests. We know that. Those are the primary.
Yeah.
And then the dupes, the rubes, the fools. And so you might think, oh, yes, that's just a patronizing liberal elite attitude about people who vote for Bush. But here's an interesting little article that came out this week, which is we have here. It's linked. You can get a link to it from the leftout.info website. Is a study that was done by the Program on International Policy Attitudes, PIPA, at the University of Maryland in order to assess what people know about international policy, and comparing the knowledge of Bush voters and Kerry voters, and how they rank up with knowing the facts. So the question, here's the story: 3 out of 4 self-described supporters of President George W. Bush still believe that the pre-war Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction or active programs to produce them. Okay, listen to that. 3 out of 4 Bush voters. Okay, and they also said the same number also believed that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein provided substantial support to al-Qaeda. And the really astonishing part, as the article says, is that more Bush voters, supporters, believe this today after the publication of all of these official government documents, these investigations, which debunk all of these claims. They are absolutely, categorically false.
Even Rumsfeld admitted it.
They even admit it when forced. These are false. Nevertheless, cling to these beliefs. Now you wonder, and this was people, there's 900 randomly chosen respondents evenly divided between Bush supporters and Kerry supporters. So it's, excuse me, so there is a clear evaluation, a comparison here, okay, and between the two categories. Whereas if you look at it, the Bush supporters to a person have these outrageous attitude. 72% of Bush supporters says that either that Iraq had actual WMD, that's 47%, or a major program for producing them, that's 25%, that's being the total of 72. Despite the Dwelfer report, which came out, which is the report of the Iraq Survey Group, George Bush's own organization for finding the weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
After that report comes out, it said there's nothing whatsoever. In contrast, only 26% of Kerry supporters, by contrast, believe that the pre-Iraq war had actual WMD or WMD program, and only 18% said that, quotes, most experts agreed on this issue. So the point is that what we have here is the Bush supporters are grotesquely misinformed or are categorical liars.
Or, well, not being willing to
admit the truth, not being willing to face the truth,
there's another
or
comment,
never exposed to it to begin with.
There's another comment in the PIPA report which says that this election is unique and that Bush supporters and Kerry supporters have profoundly different perceptions of reality. Usually they have disagreements about values and strategies. This time, their view of reality is different. And I guess maybe that feeds back into Gore's hypothesis about this reality-based versus non-reality-based approach. I don't know.
So that's a very interesting question, and it's a subject of some speculation now as to why is it that Bush supporters are just flat wrong about the facts. We can decide, you know, as we've said many times and left out, I don't agree with this, but you could decide, for example, that you think that it's correct to have invaded, attacked Iraq under the circumstances being as a
Saddam
result
Hussein was
of
a,
the
was
9/11 attack,
yeah.
And then just do that regardless of all of these facts. But we're talking about a denial of reality. We're talking about, as I said earlier, that we cannot even get the facts on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we have is, if you saw Tom Tomorrow this weekend, he's a political cartoonist, we have the Republican blindfolds and the Republican earplugs of freedom, which completely where people are like first graders who put, you know, their fingers in their ears and go, blah, 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 I can't hear you, okay, refusing to engage reality. And, of course, they're encouraged by their misleaders who, you know, it's very handy for them to encourage these views. We have a
caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead.
Hi, guys. My name's Luke.
Hi, Luke.
I just happened to be flipping through the show, and I was listening to it for the last 10 minutes, so I'm not familiar with your names. I'm sorry.
I'm Bob Harper.
I'm Danny.
Bob. Hi, guys. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
First of all, everything that was said on the show, I completely agree with, and I'm really glad to hear somebody, you know, somebody admit that, you know, what happened in 9/11 might have been allowed to happen as a precursor for war in Iraq, which I completely agree with. Something that's not often said is that I also think that besides the war in Iraq, I think maybe it was a precursor to introduce some legislation like the Patriot Act.
Well,
we
didn't exactly say that. What we said, mm-hmm. just to correct you, what I feel is that it was just negligence. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think when Bush got that warning, he didn't start thinking, "Oh, how am I going to take advantage of an attack?" I think he just dropped the ball on it because he didn't care about it. They were worried about the Soviet Union and stuff, not this terrorist
missile
garbage.
Defense programs. Yeah.
So anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Please.
Okay, well, that's fine. Yeah, I understand that. My opinion is maybe that maybe it was allowed to happen to introduce these things, and I know that's a kind of a bold opinion, and a lot of people will say that, and a lot of people will disagree with it wholeheartedly because they just don't want that to be the case, but I think some evidence might actually say that, you know, that is the case.
Well, it's been exploited. Oh, yeah. There's no question it's been exploited. That's what this whole movie A Hijacking Catastrophe talks about, how they exploited the 9/11 catastrophe.
That's a very interesting movie. We watched it last night here at Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah.
But going back to your point, we've talked on Left Out about the fact that the USA Patriot Act, which is a couple thousand pages of legislation, was instantly available and was passed in 2 weeks without discussion.
Right. Well, what's not said often is that a lot of stipulations in that were brought before Congress or whatever, years before 9/11 ever happened, and they were unanimously voted down. Like, nobody wanted to sacrifice their freedoms, you know, for what was offered in the Patriot Act. And then after 9/11 happened, these were reintroduced and voted on and unanimously passed. Mm-hmm. So I think that, I mean, it doesn't necessarily prove that 9/11, you know, happened on purpose, but it's one of those things that a lot of people need to be skeptical about and realize that, okay, wait a minute, you know, this had already been introduced once and nobody supported it. Now, after this catastrophe happened, you know, it passed. So I wonder if...
Yeah, so I think what I definitely agree with you on, and I think that the evidence is clear, is the extent to which they've exploited the 9/11 attack, whatever the origins of that attack are, that they've exploited that attack for ideological ends, for reasons to achieve predetermined goals.
Right,
I think that's absolutely clear.
That's exactly. And what's going on in Iraq now dates back to Iran-Contra, and then, you know, that happened again with the Gulf War, and now they're actually going back to finish a job I think that they've had in mind for decades.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's absolutely right.
Well, thanks a lot for calling, and make sure you vote.
And make sure you vote.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening to Left Out, and please tell your friends to listen as well.
I'll do that. Thanks, guys. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, did you want to...
So continuing our discussion. Go ahead, Danny.
Well, did you want to keep talking about the ignorance issue?
Yes.
Okay. Well, go ahead then. Well, I'm finished with that one.
Ah, okay. I encourage our listeners to look at the complete article about the disparities between Bush and Kerry voters on the facts and what is important. I don't care that people disagree, but what is about the interpretation of them. What is important is the complete ignorance about what the truth of the matter is. What has really been found.
Related to that is another little section of our website is the. It's called The Case Against Bush, which is an article published in The Nation magazine, which is 101 facts, a list of just indisputable facts. And they state them in facts. They give references. They're not disputed. And then they're all the facts that the things that people are confused about. And then there's one opinion at the end, which means we have to get rid of Bush as a result of all these facts. So you should take a look at
this article in The Nation is very good.
I think it's an important thing to show your potential Bush voters take a look at this to see how they respond to this. The first one is the Bush administration has spent more than $140 billion on a war of choice in Iraq.
And now I saw just before coming on the air that the Bush administration is asking for an additional $70 billion to continue to fund the war in Iraq.
That'll I didn't know that.
$210 billion. And when Kerry said it's $200 billion in the debates, who but the liar himself denied that this was true?
Yeah.
We know
this. And the media even came out saying, well, Kerry is stretching the facts, saying it was costing $200 billion. Well,
$210 billion.
Yeah, okay. Well, not, but it was.
He was stretching them in the other direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it goes on. It talks about, for example, Vice President Cheney's statement, which I love this about Cheney. He says his complete fantasy phrases with such absolute conviction and assurance that can only come from somebody who lives in an echo chamber. You know, and he says, we will, in fact, be greeted as liberators in Iraq. Well, we can see what being greeted as a liberator in Iraq means. It means being blown up and shot and shot at and be killed and maimed as a result of this outrageous attack on Iraq for no purpose whatsoever.
So you get the idea that we're getting excited again. So that's what happens when we think about these issues. Yeah, so go ahead and look at those facts.
So there's 100 points here. If you'd like to call in, you might tell us what is your favorite reason to vote against George Bush. Or if you wish, you can tell us your favorite reason to vote for George Bush. I would be interested to know. I've often said that I can understand someone, although I don't agree with them, I can understand someone who is a principled conservative, and I can understand their positions and consider it to be a coherent and at least respectable point of view. But these guys are not conservatives.
Right.
This is not a conservative position.
Yeah.
This is not a matter of, we disagree on, matters of policy. I mean, we disagree on the very nature of government, the very nature of democracy, the role of the government in society, the importance of truth, the idea of living in reality, reality-based world.
And the going along with that, as Gore pointed out, this whole incompetence. He thinks that's related to their it's related to their denial of reality. If you don't know what's going on, you can't possibly respond in a way that makes sense, in a way that works. So the greatest and the most recent example of this profound naked incompetence is the discovery of the empty weapon, the empty explosive cache, where
380 tons of high explosive,
super powerful explosive, the kind that 1 pound can blow an airplane, can knock an airplane out of the
less
sky.
Less than 1 pound was used in the Lockerbie bombing,
and they're right. That just disappeared. They can't say we didn't know it was there. Blah blah blah. It was told to them.
El Baradei
purported. Watch out for this giant. Explosive dump.
Oh, and you'll recall El Baradei, not to mention Hans Blix. Oh, these guys were just fools. They were idiots. They were dupes of Saddam Hussein. They don't know what they're talking about. Oh, what a bunch of jokers.
Right.
We don't have to listen to them.
They literally said that. They said
everything they said was correct on the nose.
And now we have 380 tons of high explosive.
And El Baradei warned them specifically about this site before the invasion. They did nothing to protect it. And this has been often observed before, that they did not send out any troops to guard the weapons facilities that they knew were there. And if they didn't know were there, they knew were there. Because in the El Baradei's case, they were absolutely told in advance. And also, they knew. They didn't even bother. Why did they not bother? They knew they weren't going to find anything.
it wasn't even a matter of personnel, because all you got to do is just throw a match in there and let the whole thing blow up.
Or, you know, shoot it with missiles from a plane.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no, there was no problem to control this stuff. They just chose not to. And so they now say, oh, well, you know, the fog of war and all that, you know. But that's total nonsense. This is absolute and total nonsense. Look at what they did. You know, they waltzed into Baghdad. Of course, there was no resistance because the Iraqis, not being total morons, realized that it was futile to try to resist directly, but rather to mount a guerrilla war. And that's exactly what they're doing, is mounting a guerrilla war. And they're going to win this guerrilla war. And we are yet, as a society, are unable to face this fact. So these guys didn't do anything about 380 tons. This guerrilla war will go on indefinitely. 380 tons of plastic explosive that can be used. Small amounts can be used to roll. That's why. You wonder, how is it possible for tanks to be blown up from a roadside explosive? I mean, they're not doing this with firecrackers.
Right. You don't just put a bunch of firecrackers empty.
And the Bush administration has been deliberately misleading the American public by implying that it's done by taking ordinary ordnance, gun shells, and refitting them to be used as for explosives for making IEDs. It's
gun
nonsense.
Shells? They're claiming using, you take a shotgun shell.
Not a shotgun, but a gun from a heavy gun.
A heavy gun, yeah.
You know, howitzer shell or that type of thing. And in fact, what they've done is they have the stolen plastic explosive. This is a very professional operation. These guys are grossly incompetent and should be thrown out of office. I encourage everyone to vote next Tuesday. Please vote for John Kerry and John Edwards in the coming election. Let's throw the Bushies out of office, and then we can all have a huge party. Thank you for listening to Left Out. We will be back in 2 weeks. Next Tuesday will be Rust Belt Radio. And I'm Bob Harper.
I'm Danny Slater.
And thanks to Dan O'Neill for producing our program tonight.